Simon for On the White, and we're here at St Mary's, the presentation of the Cuddle Cot, and we're with...
Danielle, I'm one of the midwives here. I sort of run the bereavement side of it.
That's something that must be pretty challenging.
It is, it's very challenging, and, you know, it's a hard thing to deal with, but it's a reality that we have to face as a midwife.
And something that, happily, doesn't seem to happen too frequently.
No, thankfully, we're quite a small unit. We have a small number of births a year, and a very, very, very small percentage of that is what I deal with.
And what do you take the parents through? What's the process once the event has occurred?
We just try to be there for them. Obviously, we have to support them from the medical side as well as the emotional side. When something like this happens to a woman, they're very much focused on just getting them through the event, really. And that's the most important thing for us. We would treat them as we would treat any other woman, but obviously with a lot of compassion and support.
And I would imagine it's a time where your brain is, not your brain, but the parent's brain, is totally jumbled. You don't really know, everything's upside down, I imagine.
Yes, it is. It's very hard for them to make decisions. They have to very much just go in the moment, and we have to be there to help them through, give them some informed choice about what's happening to them. Now we've got this facility, we can offer them a little bit more choice. They've always had the choice to sort of have their babies with them overnight and stuff, but we can now go a little bit further. Now we've got the cuddle cot. If they wanted to stay for longer with the baby, that would be fine. If they've also got the choice to take the baby home if that's what they wanted to do. We haven't really had women that have wanted to do that yet, but obviously we didn't have that facility before, so, you know, it's moving our service forward.
Of all the things that have been talked about today, and it's been fascinating to learn all of this stuff, that's one of the things that I've struggled to understand, the idea of taking a dead child home. But I guess that it still has borne, not having gone through the experience, I'm not qualified to comment on it really, but it just struck me as something that people would probably find a little unusual.
Yes, indeed, and I think that's something that, as it hasn't happened yet, we'll have to see how it comes across. That's not, everyone's not going to want to do that. You know, some people find it difficult even to see their baby in the first few hours anyway. So it's a concept that maybe will evolve. I don't know yet. I don't know how women will feel about it. It certainly gives them the option to stay in hospital longer with them. That's something that we'll just have to see how that goes, really, and at least we can offer them that choice.
Yeah, I guess that's it. It's an option, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
What's impressed me is the fact of, you know, two groups of people here come together and said, well, let's do this and let's raise it. And not people necessarily who've got a background in that area. But it just seems great, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's fantastic. I can't believe how quickly the money's been raised. You know, the precious moments, they approached us. We didn't really know anything about it. They set it up on their own, having had friends that had experiences of it. And it's just been amazing. We've got an allocated room on the unit that we've been able to do up a little bit more and have different funding from different places just to make the room more friendly and a better environment for the women, really. So yeah, it's just fantastic.
Good. Well, look, thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate that.
No, thank you.